Tango Tango Papa 2108, March 1st, 2022.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you this afternoon once again from home. I'm actually supposed to go back to work tomorrow, but I think I may kind of start out early and leave tonight. I haven't decided quite yet. I have to go down to Clarksville, Arkansas, to get an empty trailer, and so, you know, and then I'm picking a load up, live load, up in Rogers, Arkansas at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, and so, you know, I'm kind of left with the, I'm trying to adjust this silly thing, never wants to stay put. I'm talking about the microphone. So I've got to be up there at 8 a.m. So I've, you know, it's like 77 miles from here to Clarksville. And it's from here, it's probably upwards of 30 miles, maybe 25, 30 miles from here to where I'm picking the load up at. So that's like 3 hours worth of driving. So I think I would probably be better off doing it, and I might even have to wash the trailer out. That's always possible, too. So I'd probably be better off doing that portion of it tonight. Go ahead, and because I can spend the night at the place where I'm picking the load up at. So I would just get there, drop the trailer, and then at their place, and then they've got a bobtail area where you can park at. And just park there and spend the night. And then tomorrow morning, check, you know, see when the thing is actually loaded. And then I can just kind of take it at my leisure at that point. So I think that would be the kind of the better way of doing it. Or I guess theoretically I could come back home and then, you know, just bobtail back home after I drop the trailer off. And then get up in the morning and, you know, go on, be on my way. And that's a possibility as well. That's certainly a possibility as well. So I haven't decided yet. Anyway, this, I'm recording this again with video since I'm still home. And so this is a little bit of an experiment. Because I think I solved my, with this OBS studio, I think I solved the problem, you know, because if you tortured yourself and you've watched any of these videos that I've made in the past with OBS studio, I was having this problem where the thing kept, you know, it kept freezing up and it seemed like it was at random. Well, I determined that it was actually a network problem. And the problem that I was creating, I was using a network attached storage drive to as the file source for the background image. You know, and so you can have whatever background images you have, in this case, I've got a video that I'm going to start. That actually, I should just start that playing right now. And so this is like I say, this is a little bit of an experiment. So this video, you're going to see me, it's kind of, the camera's on a little tripod, and it's sort of watching me make something called a chaffle, and I'll kind of explain that in a minute. You probably never heard of a chaffle, so something new. I hadn't heard of it, you know, until about maybe 2 or 3 days ago is when I heard of it. So anyway, so far the video is playing, and CPU usage is only up to 13%. So that's not too bad. Plus, I've got, you know, me in the green screen, and everything seems to be working fine. So, so far, so good. So anyway, I was having a problem with the video stuttering, and what it was, like I say, I was using the, you know, I had the files, the image files that I was using for the background image stored on a network drive. It's like network attached storage. And you would think that that would work, but that was what was causing the problem, because it was apparently the program kept looking for the file periodically, even though it was a static image. And so then it, you know, was causing the problem. And so once I figured that problem out, any file that I'm going to use for a background image, I need to have copied directly to this computer and not going through the network. And that does seem to solve the problem, because like right now, if you're just listening to the audio podcast, which is the vast majority of people are, I've got this video playing in the background, and I'm kind of in the corner with me, you know, me in a little kind of green screen, so that my image really, you know, I'm kind of cut out, sort of like the weatherman, and it's playing just fine, and so it's not causing any problems, and it's staying right about 13.8% CPU utilization, and I've got it set to 4K, 60 frames per second, and it's doing quite well. So what's a chaffle? I had never heard of a chaffle, and apparently a lot of other people haven't heard of chaffles either. And so what a chaffle is, you think waffle, chaffle, okay? So it's not a waffle, but you use... You know, I ended up buying one of these little it's called a personal waffle maker, and it's just it's a small thing. I should have brought it. It's in the other room, but it's just it's kind of a small round thing about, I could probably put my thumb and making a circle with my hands, I could probably put my hands around it, and it's about that size, at least the waffle part of it is. The interior part. And so what you do, you take 1/2 cup of shredded cheese, and the finer the cheese, the better. So if you can't get the really fine shredded cheese, just get regular shredded. There's all kinds of different kinds of shredded cheese that people use to make pizzas and what have you, or tacos, things like that. And so you take 1/2 cup, exactly, a good 1/2 cup of cheese. And then you take 1 egg. And so if you're watching the video, if you're torturing yourself and you're watching the video, you're seeing me break the egg. So I've already put the 1/2 cup of shredded cheese in there, and then the egg. And then, but if the cheese isn't fine enough, you can always take a fork and a knife. And I think you'll probably see me do that in the video. You just take a fork and a knife, and you just kind of shred the cheese up that way. So, and it doesn't really matter whether you put the egg in before you cut the cheese up further or not, because it's all going to get mixed up anyway. So then what you do, once you've got your egg and your cheese, you're finally kind of chopped up cheese, what you do, you take either a fork or a spoon, and you just kind of whip that up like you would do as if you were making an omelet, and it makes a kind of a batter. So, and that's why it works better. It really works best if the cheese is as fine as possible. But it doesn't have to be. That's, it really doesn't matter that much. But once the batter is all chopped up, then you've got, if you used 1/2 cup of the shredded cheese and 1 egg, you've got enough to make 2 chaffles, these and one of these little personal waffle makers. So I had actually I watched a video on YouTube, and the guy was talking about chaffles, and so I, you know, he had a link in the bottom, you know, to this one on Amazon, a personal waffle maker. So I ordered it. I ordered one from Amazon, and of course, it was, you know, it didn't arrive and actually until today. So in the meantime, a couple of days ago, after I'd ordered that, the day after I ordered it, I happened to walk in my one of the local Walmart stores here, and they had an end cap with, guess what? All kinds of personal waffle makers. Now, right now, I'm showing you the waffle maker into the camera in the video, so you can get a really good idea what a personal waffle maker, you know, these are just small little items. You know, and they don't even have an on-off switch. You just, when you plug it into the wall, it takes, it goes ahead and heats up. Now, you know, and I should have heated the thing up, I think, but it doesn't really matter because it heats up very quickly. It only takes it about a minute to get up to temperature. And this particular one that I bought at Walmart for $10, or I guess it was 11, closer to 11 and plus tax, was actually cheaper than the one at Amazon. So apparently these things are selling because Walmart had a whole end cap, and I kind of walked, I was in the Walmart store earlier today, this is a couple of days later, and about half of them that they had on that end cap were gone, but of course they may have sold more of them than that because you know, they could be replenishing them when they close the store at night, you know, because they still, even though they don't keep the stores open 24/7 anymore, you know, virtually every Walmart, unless it's a really small one, virtually every one of them, especially the regular stores, they've got employees in there working at night, kind of cleaning the store and, I think primarily restocking things. And so you always have people in those stores. Somebody's there 24/7. But unfortunately, they're no longer open at night because that was just a terrific convenience. And Walmart's already said they're not going back to that, unfortunately. Now, some of the others, you know, Kroger went back to a 24/7. You know, and I don't know if they're still doing that or not, but that is a terrific convenience if you can get a store like that, or, you know, just a grocery store. But, you know, unfortunately, they've decided that they're not going to do it, so they're open, I think a lot of the stores are open from like 6 to 11 or something, and then they close the overnight hours, even though there are still people there. So anyway, you put that in there, and then you close the lid, and then you set a timer for, now in my case, I like it about 3 minutes. And basically, you know, you wait 3 minutes, and then if you want it more crispy or darker, you could wait a little bit longer, but I kind of prefer mine like it's more of an egg. You know, and the neat thing about it, they come out very easily. You know, once it's done, there's a little, you can see steam coming off of the thing as it cooks. And, but once it's done, you just unplug the waffle maker and, you know, and the thing will just lift you. You can lift the thing off of the thing with a fork, and it doesn't, you know, as long as you didn't burn it or anything. And it's after about 3 minutes, it's really done, and it really stays together quite well, probably because of the cheese. So you can eat it while it's hot. You can, you know, let it cool down a little bit, and just kind of, you know, you can eat it with a fork while it's hot, or you could also, you know, wait until it's cool and then just kind of pick it up like a big cookie. So, you know, this is just two ingredients. There's no, you know, it's just cheese and an egg. you know, the whole egg. You get the egg yellow, and the egg, the, you know, and then the white part of it, the yolk. And so, you know, so in any case, that makes a really good snack, and then you could even make a meal out of it. I've already done that, made a meal out of it, and so one egg makes two of these things. So, and then the other thing, they take 500, you know, at least this one, because I've got a little watt measuring device where you plug it into the watt measuring device into the wall, and then the little waffle maker into the device, and I tested it, and it's taking 518 watts for the little personal waffle maker. So that's very doable with my the inverter in my truck. So that's why I went ahead and bought the one at Walmart as well. So that the red one you see is the one that is from Walmart. The other one came today from Amazon. It was in the, you know, sent to my local post office box. So I haven't opened it yet, but I intend to take that one with me in the truck. Along with some, you know, I bought a dozen eggs, and we'll try a dozen eggs and see how long a dozen eggs last. That'll make 24 chaffles. And I bought enough cheese, you know, because there's roughly four ounces in a half a cup, make half a cup. So I bought more than enough cheese to fit the, I'm going to have some cheese left over, I got more than enough cheese for the 12 eggs that I have, or the 24 chaffles. So I grabbed the camera, and so there's the thing in the waffle maker. Looks really deceptively like a regular waffle. And so I'm kind of pulling it out with a fork, and I pull it onto a plate, and then I'm going to flip the thing over. There we go. So I flipped it over, and it really, really resembles a waffle, except it's just egg and cheese. It's just an egg and cheese mixture. Now, there's really nothing that stops you from add some other ingredients, like, maybe you want to add ham or bacon bits or different things like that you could add to it. Pop in some different seasoning, what have you. So, you know, this would make a really good, there's all kinds of variations that you can find on YouTube, but I really wanted something simple. So I bought some paper plates as well as, let's see here. So I bought some paper plates as well as, there we go. I'm distracting myself. There we are. Let's end it there. And, you know, even though I despise them, like knives and forks and spoons, plastic ones, and my intention is, you know, just to throw these things away. You know, I even bought some little plastic, or they're either paper or plastic. They're probably paper. There you can see me eating the chaffle. Little bowls, you know, to mix the eggs up in. It's like a package of 70. So I'm not, you know, I really don't want to wash anything in the truck. That's always been there's plenty of videos on YouTube where people are cooking in their truck. Okay, you know, and they've got recipes of the things that they cook in their truck. Well, fine and dandy, but then you got the cleanup problem after the fact. And that's always been the thing. Unless it's just something I can heat up, I'm not going to really cook. And so, but this is just a quick and simple thing. And so there are times where I'm trapped at a shipper or a receiver, and, you know, it becomes time to eat. I kind of get a little bit hungry. And so now, you know, in the last year, I've had cheese sticks and almonds that I could eat while I was waiting. But now I could just, you know, and I intend to just kind of whip up, you know, a couple of chaffles while I'm waiting. And, it, you know, like I say, they're very quick and they're very satisfying. Because it was either yesterday or the day before, I used one of them as a, I guess it was Sunday. I was going to meet someone a little bit later for lunch. There the video ended. I was going to meet somebody for lunch, and so what ended up happening, you know, I needed something to eat, and I didn't want to, you know, didn't really have time for whatever reason. And so I decided I'm just going to cook a chaffle, you know, so I cooked a couple of chaffles. So, you know, one egg and half a cup of the shredded cheese makes two of them. And so that's what I had, you know, kind of for a quick meal and, or, you know, earlier in the day. And that perfectly satisfied me until late in the evening. So, or, you know, what we ate, I don't know, we probably ate around 5 o'clock, something like that. So, because we went to a movie prior to that. Unfortunately, I can't tell you the name of the movie. But it was, you know, it was okay. The movie was all right. It wasn't anything spectacular. But so anyway, we went to eat. But I was perfectly satisfied with the two chaffles. So, you know, they really, you know, they're really kind of something. You know, I really like the, you know, that I'm, the fact that I found this and I'll be able to utilize these in the truck. You know, that's going to be really useful thing to do, you know, to be able to bring that right along with me in the truck. So anyway, I was supposed to be getting a television from Best Buy. And of course, you know, initially what happened was there was no, you know, no television showed up on Friday because they weren't able to get it from their, wherever their warehouse is to the local Best Buy store, you know, because of the weather that happened, I think, you know, a week ago, Wednesday and Thursday. And so I went on their website and I thought that I could just, you know, I was rescheduling, and so I rescheduled, but in the meantime, you got to be careful with the Best Buy website, because what happened, it rescheduled all right, but it rescheduled to, you know, it jumped from February to March. And it just so happens that February 28th of this year and March 28th of this year both fall on a Monday. So I thought that it was going to be Monday the 28th. Is what I thought. The, you know, that's what I thought, what I was rescheduling to. Well, it turned out, you know, I thought, you know, yesterday afternoon, I thought, well, they should be coming. And then I looked at the Best Buy website again, and then I saw it, March the 28th. So, you know, but as it turns out, I don't think it would have, their site wouldn't have allowed me to reschedule it for either yesterday or today, because it, you know, that part of it was actually grayed out. So, oh well, I'll get it whenever I come home next time. But, you know, the whole thing, it was just as well that I was home during that ice storm, because I would have been parked somewhere in the meantime. You know, I would have been parked, you know, somewhere. So just as well that that's the way it worked out. So, you know, what do you do? But, you know, so anyway, I'm just kind of making an experiment here. And, the other thing I want to talk about, I got my phone. My phone came. So I, you know, I got the Note, it's not a Note anymore. It's an S22 Ultra. So I got it. I plugged it in. We got it home and got the transfer program started, the Samsung transfer program on both phones, and that went extremely smoothly. They've continued to refine that Samsung phone transfer program. They've continued to refine that over time, and so it. I thought probably I'm going to have to transfer the SD card portion manually, but it got the whole thing. So there was upwards, I'd say, you know, like a good 225 gigabytes of information that was able to transfer. It took probably about an hour or so, maybe a little bit longer via my Wi-Fi. So that went very, you know, very smoothly. And most of the applications I've had to log back into, but there have been some that I haven't had to. So that's been interesting, because always in the past with Android, you always had to re-log into every application you had. You had to re-log into it. But in this case, you know, I ran into a few applications where I didn't have to re-log in. So, you know, they're working, you know, they continue to work on it. But some of it may depend on how the application is written, because obviously from, you know, let's say you're writing an application like that, you don't, you know, from a privacy standpoint, you don't want somebody to just be able to copy the application off of a device onto some other device and then just use it, you know. Let's say the cops or the government just kind of plug into your phone. I've heard they have devices they can just plug in and just suck all the stuff off, and then they you know, to their device, and then they're just free to do whatever they want to with all your stuff, including the applications. Well, so I can see why they would make you log back in. You know, but it is convenient, you know, not to have to log back into things. But, you know, there is a safety, you know, you pay a little bit of a price for a safety factor as well. So anyway, I got that mostly working pretty good. I can see where the phone is faster. It does. You know, they have made incremental improvements, especially to the cameras. They've made some, you know, some nice improvements to the camera. There are the different cameras. And so, you know, I'm pretty happy with it overall. Now, I do have a problem with, at least in my pickup, with the Bluetooth. It, you know, it'll connect, but then it wants to continue, you know, it just continually every few seconds it disconnects, and then, you know, like on a phone call. Works fine on, you know, like playing audio. But on a phone call, I noticed today it was connecting and then disconnecting and connecting, and, you know, so it kept going, you know, over and over again. So I haven't figured that out yet. That's not the end of the world. You know, I've had problems like that before with other devices, not exactly the same, but. You know, I had one of the phones I had wouldn't connect. You know, you couldn't get the, you know, you could make phone calls, but then the people couldn't hear you on it. You know, you could hear them, they couldn't hear you. So that's no good. You know, you don't want that. So, you know, so what do you do? So, you know, it's possible that there might be an update or something that could fix it. or not. You just never know, you know. Just you don't know, and so I'm not, like I say, I'm not too worried about it. So, you know, it's just, you know, like I say, I've had trouble with Bluetooth in the past, and I don't talk on, it's not as if I'm talking on the phone constantly when I'm driving around in my pickup either. Haven't tried the Bluetooth in the car yet, so, you know, it'll probably work. I'm guessing it'd probably work, and even if it doesn't, like I say, it's really not the end of the world, and it's there may be something that I need to do on the phone in order to get it to work. Bluetooth has always been the problem with Bluetooth. You've got older you've had all these different versions of Bluetooth, and there's always some little incompatibilities here and there, and lots of people have had Bluetooth problems, you know. So even though Bluetooth's been around for decades at this point, and people still put up with it, even though Bluetooth has had, you know, probably more than, you know, at least its share, if not more than its share, of problems. But, you know, on the other hand, it's usually you can get it to work, but it's Bluetooth has never been 100% usable. So, but anyway, I got the new phone, got the old one. You know, it was a trade in to Samsung, so I got that. That one's all wiped of my data and refactory reset it, and then I've sent it off. They sent a prepaid FedEx label. So I sent that off to, you know, to them. It's probably good. I think it goes back to Dallas to Samsung's. Samsung's got a fulfillment center type thing going on, and I think it's in Coppell, Texas, maybe. So it, you know, it's in the Dallas area. So, but anyway, that it's off on its way. So. At this point, I just have to, you know, the rest of the day, I've got a load of laundry that should be done by now, and I need to pop that into the dryer, and then after the clothes are dry, I'll probably, you know, I need to cook myself something to eat, and then at some point, you know, kind of a little bit later, you know, maybe early this evening, I will head to... see if I can find an empty trailer. So, anyhow, I think I'm going to bring this to a close. Hope everyone is having a great week so far. And I will catch you later.
Have we seen the...
Whoops, wrong one. Nope.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.